This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Visitors to Rocky Mountain National Park no longer need a reservation. They can pay an entrance fee at the gates. The park had a record-breaking 4.6 million people in 2019 and is one of the most visited of the national parks. Last year, it had a timed reservation system to limit crowds during the pandemic. The commission redrawing Colorado's legislative districts has agreed on new maps that will now go to the state Supreme Court for final review. Democratic Commissioner Heather Barry says the new maps will have a big impact on communities of color.
Minority voters have frequently faced discrimination in voting due in part to the redistricting process, and I've worked very hard to ensure that their voices, our voices, have been heard and incorporated to the best of my ability into this process.
The final maps are likely to give Democrats more seats than Republicans, but possibly not as many as they currently hold in the state assembly. The Cathedral Basilica of the Immaculate Conception in downtown Denver is nearly cleaned up after being heavily vandalized over the weekend. Someone spray-painted homophobic slurs, swastikas, and other hateful messages in red sometime before Sunday Mass. Most of the graffiti is gone, but several areas still need additional cleaning. Denver police are investigating the crime. Partly cloudy for the Front Range tonight. It'll also be partly cloudy on the western slope and a chance of snow showers in the mountains. This is CPR News and KRCC.